Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 1, I taught that denying our sin only hinders us and our families from having the true joy of the Lord. Well, let's start the week at that thought today. God reveals it, but we don't want to deal with it. We've got a wayward child, and instead of doing the part of discipline and separation, we try to justify what they do. And we put our child before God, and we destroy the foundations of righteousness. And when we do something like that, then, my friend, we sin against God. We simply sin against God, and we destroy that child from having a chance to get right. But we also can proceed no further in our spiritual growth. We stop at that area. Now, we can gain knowledge, but we can't gain spiritual growth when we refuse to obey Him, do God's will, God's way, according to God's timing. Now, don't forget, verse 3, here this first chapter, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. So if we're going to have that fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ, then we need to walk according to the Word, even when it's hard. Then we've got to seek Him for His help and strength. But if we're going to have fellowship with Him, we're going to have that open line with Him. Now you say, oh, how do I know that I have an open line with Him? Look, sometimes it's good that God impresses on your heart things. There's things that are important to you, and you pray for them. You pray for those things specifically. You don't share them with your spouse. You don't share them with anybody else. If you find that regardless of what you pray for, you're not getting prayer answered, there may be something in there that's hindering your answers to prayer. Check it out. And so you get these things right, and you have fellowship with God. And then verse 4 said, these things write we unto you that your joy may be full. That's why these things about here we've just read about confessing our sins, He cleanses us. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and so forth. So again, whether it's deceiving ourselves as we had just read earlier, which we don't want to do, or whether it is debasing ourselves as we're looking at now, when we could be delivered. We need to really to see that those are things that interfere with the purpose of this book of fellowship with God and His fullness of joy. My friend, I don't want that for anybody. I don't want anybody lose out on fellowship with God and the fullness of His joy. Now, so not forgetting those things, now we see that the man of verse 8 and verse 10, he simply does not have true fellowship with God. And if those are separated Christians walking in God's word and will, he won't have fellowship with them either, partnership with them. And he will not experience a true joy. He'll experience the passing joys that this world has that are only for a moment, but they are far outweighed by the guilt and the burden that sin gives for a long time to come. So it ends up hindering ourselves and those about us from knowing and having the fullness of the true joy that God wants us to have. God wants us to have it. But it must be right. It must be on His terms. It must be holy. And not having that also keeps us from having the power of God on our lives. In the end, that debases only ourselves. If we'll be honest with ourselves, we will confess sin with the honest desire for God to remove it. Why? Because we know by His word that it keeps us from the fullness of joy. So isn't it time that we're honest with ourselves before God? Do you have sin that's unconfessed in your life? Has there been something that maybe the preacher's preached in your church or on the radio and it just made you mad at him? But truth is, you're giving in to the devil because there's something about that sin that satisfies your flesh. And you want to hold on to it. So you don't allow the Holy Spirit via the Word of God to show you yourself and your weakness and your need of cleansing and His power. And so there's a lack of peace, there's a lack of joy, and there's a lack of finding joy in the things of the Lord. If you're finding joy more in the possessions of this world, the pleasures, the sports and things of that nature, the places of this world, if you're finding more joy in those things than you do in hearing God's word and being in God's house, my friend, I'm telling you on the authority of God's word, you're backslid. You need to get right with God. You know, the Bible contains many warnings about the brevity of life. That's why today is a day for unbelievers to be saved and the day for believers to repent of wrongdoing in their lives and serve the Lord. See, tomorrow is the day when idle men work and fools repent. Tomorrow is Satan's today. He cares not what good resolutions that you make. No, we had New Year's. A lot of people make New Year's resolutions. I like what one man said. My resolution this year is to lose 10 pounds. I've got 19 more to go. Well, he had already been eating so much, he had already broken his resolution. And what I'm saying is that it's not good resolutions that you form if you act like, well, I can only fix them tomorrow. You see, our days on earth are as a shadow. Our life is as a vapor that appears for a little time, then passeth away. Our days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle. Our life is as the wind that's consumed by a cloud and vanishes away. And on we could go that the Bible says about the swiftness of our days and the shortness of our days. And our life becomes as a tale that was told. Whereas grass, the flower of the field that is tomorrow gone. What is your life? If God were to come back today, if Christ were to come back today, the rapture would take place. What of your life? We know from 1 John 2:28, when we get there, that at His appearing. Now I want you to listen to this. And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He shall appear, you may have confidence. That is peace, joy, knowing that you've been obedient and lived for Him. And not be ashamed before Him at His coming. Saved so as by fire. Yes, saved people will be ashamed at His coming. Maybe today you're listening to this broadcast and it's the time for you to get this thing right with God. Get it right now. Ask God for forgiveness. But on the other hand, perhaps you're listening to this broadcast and you're not sure that if you died that heaven's your home. Yes, my friend, Jesus Christ died on the cross for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. He paid your price in full. That's why he's called the propitiation, the entire payment for our sins. As we read in the book of 1 John here that we're studying, verse 2 of chapter 2, and he is the propitiation for our sins. And not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. Yes, he paid the penalty in full. But my friend, through repentance and faith, you must receive him as your Lord and Savior. You say, I'd like to do that today. I'd like to give my life to Jesus Christ. I want him to cleanse me from the sin, from its power and penalty, and I want him to work in me and change me and make me what I ought want to be, and if that's your desire, then would you ask the Lord to save you right now? I'm going to form a prayer, and the prayer that I form will only be words if you don't mean it. But if you mean it, would you pray this prayer right now? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I cannot save myself. I cannot pay the debt I owe God for my sin. Please forgive me of my sin. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for all my sin for all time. I believe that he was buried and 3 days later he rose up bodily from the grave. I therefore, right now, invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. My friend, if you just prayed that and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? Our announcer will give you our physical address as well as our web address to which you can email us through the website. And let us know that the Scripture saith in Romans 10:11, for the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth shall not be ashamed. You just prayed this prayer and you meant it. Show that you meant it. Show that you meant it by letting us know. Let us help you how to begin and grow in this new Christian life. If you're a Christian and this message has spoken to your heart, and maybe verses 8 through 10, you said, you know, I need the deliverance. I don't need to deceive myself. I don't need to debase myself. I want to be delivered from myself and be a trophy of God. Bring honor to his name. And you've just prayed and asked God for forgiveness, and you've rededicated your life to him. Would you write us and let us know? We want to know that the Word of God through this ministry is being effective. And that's one of the ways that we find out. Don't be ashamed to speak up for what Christ has done for you. Well, I see that our time is up. Well, next time you meet back here with us, we're in chapter 2, starting with verse 1. And so I hope that you will read ahead and be ready to join us for that study with pencil and paper ready to take down notes. I want to thank you for listening to The Lamp and Light. Please ask your friends to listen too, because that's how The Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible